Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Christmas concert. Christmas is finally here. We've been waiting a long time for this. Unfortunately, or should I say, in the will of God, before the Christmas break, we had to postpone this concert because of the weather and in the interest of safety. And we were getting a little concerned today with the freezing rain, wondering whether we would have to cancel again. Maybe we're not meant to have this concert, but we're here, and we pray the Lord's blessing upon our gathering tonight. We want to welcome you. I know it was heartbreaking for me to look at the little faces and break the news before Christmas that the concert was not going to happen. After all their hard work, their faces dropped to the floor, and it was a tough call. But I think you understand, and we're very glad you're here tonight. So we welcome you. I want to wish you a happy, happy new year and trust you will enjoy the concert tonight. This concert, maybe it's timely. Maybe this will really cheer you up because right about now you are getting the visa bill in the mail from Christmas. And maybe you need a little bit of cheering up. So we hope that happens tonight as we come together and listen to the boys and girls sing and the band play and the different pieces. It's a special night, and we thank you for coming. There are a few things I want to highlight just before we proceed. First of all, if I could just ask you to make sure the exits are clear. We've got some special pieces, and we need access through the building here. So please don't block the doorways if you have to get up and leave. And then also a very special thing happening after the concert tonight over in the school lobby. We're having a bake sale and hot chocolate for sale for a good cause. We're raising money for an orphanage in Bolivia. A lady who was a supply teacher here, and Mrs. April Melgar, is over there with her husband. And they are working for the Lord and looking after those orphans and needing support. So we want to encourage them and by your offering tonight and by your giving as you go to the lobby and purchase that hot chocolate and those goodies there that the boys and girls have for you. There's a reminder to you, please just turn off your cell phones. That's my alarm, my alert going off saying, just put your cell phone on silent, please, while the concert is going on. We want to say a word of sympathy tonight to one of our teachers, Mrs. Rhoda Nabico. Her father passed away just this week in the Philippines, so Mrs. Nabico will be traveling tomorrow back to the Philippines to be with her mother and her family, so we want to remember them. Christmas is a joyful time, but also for those who have lost loved ones, it can be a very difficult time, and at the beginning of this new year, this is a hard thing. And we pray for the Nabico family and for others here. I know there are those among us who are suffering grief, and we pray for you at this time too. We trust the Lord will encourage you even as you come to the concert tonight. So let's just take time to pray. Thank God for this opportunity, bringing us together, the blessing upon the night, and commit this time to the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we give thanks for your goodness to us, for your loving kindness and tender mercy. We're thankful for the Christmas season that speaks to us of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth, that he, being rich, became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. We would know the riches of his grace and full salvation in Jesus Christ. Thank you for his perfect life, his living in perfection for us, a sinless life, that he would provide a righteousness that would cover all our sins. And we pray tonight, Lord, that we would chiefly exalt the one whose name is above every name, the Prince of Peace, the one who is Wonderful Counselor, the Father of Time. And so we pray, Lord, that you would be with us tonight. Bless the boys and girls. We are thankful for all their hard work and their efforts in preparing for this night. We pray for the teachers and those who will direct the musicians as well, that you would have your hand upon us. This would be a special time of rejoicing in your name. Be with those who are sad and grieving. We pray, Lord, that you would especially draw near unto them. You are the God of all comfort. You are a very present help in the time of need. And so bless those who are suffering and sad this night. Lift our hearts up, we pray. Cheer our souls that we would rejoice in the Lord always. And again, the command comes, rejoice. So bless us now and be with us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The first song the grade 3, 4, and 5 classes are going to sing is called Jesus, Joy of the Highest Heaven, composed by Keith and Kristen Getty. It tells the story of how Jesus came to earth and faced a world of dangers so that we could be turned from strangers into children of God.
The second song, Over the River and Through the Woods, by Lydia Maria Child, will be performed by the grade 5 class alone. As a class, we will sing and play on our recorders. We hope you enjoy this fun song as much as we do.
Thank you.
The grade 6 class began learning band instruments in September, and this will be our first band performance.
We will be playing two pieces. The first is Christmas Memories, arranged by Gerald Sobeski. It is a fun medley of Jingle Bells and Good King Wenceslas.
The second is a familiar Christmas song, Frosty the Snowman, also arranged by Gerald Sobeski. It is a challenging arrangement for beginner band, and we have worked very hard to learn it.
We hope you enjoyed our first performance.
Thank you. Thank you. evening, everyone. We are the Grade 12 Girls Collegiate Trio, and we will be singing an original piece called Remember That Night, written and composed by our accompanist and Whitfield alumni, Kara Torres.
We celebrate at Christmas time with those that we hold dear. With smiles and songs and trees made of pine, the world is so full of holiday cheer. But never forget amidst it all, the gifts that were given for the great and the small. The Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior sublime, the light of the world that ever does shine. This baby boy to make us new was born for me and born for you. Our sins to take, his task to do, to give us life eternal and true. 'Twas long before our Christmas lights, our trees with tinsel adorned, when on that very first Christmas night, the precious baby Jesus was born, the Son of God, the one who stands as Lord of all lords with power and might, and through his Spirit we are reborn. This baby boy to make new was born for me and for you. Our sins to take, his task to do, to give us life eternal and true.
And by his life we have been led to stand beside the child's God, or shepherd to the angel's call, to be all alive until of our soul. The little babe that those men did see is was born for me and for you. Our sins to take, his task to do, to give us life eternal and true. So as you celebrate this year with Christmas trees aglow, and when the festive carols you hear, remember the night from long ago. For Jesus saved, he defeats us then, so we then can stand before God our Lord, as faultless as the fallen snow. This baby boy to make new was born for me and for you. Our sins to take, his task to do, to give us life eternal and true, eternal and
Good evening. The pieces of the junior band will be playing for you are Rejoice and Be Merry by James Curnow and Silent Night, Holy Night, arranged by John Kenyon.
Our first piece, Rejoice and Be Merry, is a very challenging piece that includes the Christmas carols Rejoice and Be Merry, the first Noel, and we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Our second piece, Silent Night, Holy Night, is a beautiful arrangement of this familiar carol, and we have greatly enjoyed learning it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. The a cappella piece the choir just sang was Carol of the Bells, a popular Ukrainian Christmas carol written in 1914. It has taken weeks for the choir to perfect this piece, as well as the one we will be performing next. Our second piece, entitled Star Carol, composed by John Rutter, is a lively piece that features many moving parts and intricate melodies. The joyful harmonies in this piece portray a sense of celebration for the birth of our Christ. The words of the song invite you to join us on the journey to Bethlehem to see baby Jesus. Enjoy.
Thank you.
The next piece being performed by the Collegiate Choir is a medley of two very well-known pieces, the First Noel and Pachelbel's Canon. This composition was arranged by Director of Choral Music and Arts, Michael Clausen.
The melody of Pachelbel's Canon and the lyrics of the First Noel have been fused together to produce this beautiful arrangement. Commonly played at weddings, Pachelbel's Canon uses 8 bars of music repeated 28 times over.
The First Noel is a traditional Christmas carol which emphasizes the French synonym for Christmas, Noel.
The lyrics of this piece speak of the events which took place that glorious night. We hope you enjoy.
Thank you. And now we have a very special treat. We have a solo by Katie Jagaratnam. She will be singing O Holy Night, and she is accompanied by David Palmer.
Christ was born. Oh, night, oh,
the carol that the band will play first, In the Bleak Midwinter, is based on a poem by English poet Christina Rossetti. The poem became a carol after appearing in the English hymnal in 1906 with a musical setting by Gustav Holst. The poem is irregular in meter, and any musical setting requires a skillful and adaptable tune.
This piece helps teach breathing and dynamics, while the tempo and legato style helps to focus on the tone. Both within unison of multi-part settings. Over 100 years later, we still sing this hymn in the same form as it appeared in 1906. We hope you enjoy.
Thank you. The Sound of Music is one of the most popular musicals of all time. Released in 1965, the film has appeared all over the globe in English and numerous other languages. After half a century, The Sound of Music is as popular as ever.
My Favorite Things, Rodgers and Hammerstein's beloved song from The Sound of Music, has captured the hearts of young and old alike for generations. Its magical images of silver-white winters and girls in white dresses paired with its lilting melodies never fail to delight. Hope you enjoy.
Collegiate band will be playing is A Winter's Carol, arranged by Mark Williams. Based on the popular Christmas carol, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, the song opens with the flutes and clarinets echoing each other, and the familiar melody is soon introduced by the trombone.
Throughout this piece, themes from O Come, O Come, Emmanuel are passed between instruments and played by various sections of the band. We hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
At this time, while the students assemble for our grand finale, a Christmas festival, I would just like to say some thank yous of my own. Go on up ahead, yeah. First of all, thank you so much to the students who have clearly worked so hard and then had to come back from Christmas vacation and work so hard all over again for our January Christmas concert. So I really want to thank them so very much, because every single year with every group, I give them something a little bit more challenging than the last time, and they always rise to the occasion. And it's such an honor to work with them, and I love them very much. I really was not planning on getting emotional at all. I actually meant to thank them last, and I just can't stop thinking about them, obviously. So I also really want to thank you for coming and for sharing in this Christmas concert, like I said, even though after the Christmas season. Go on up. Yeah, go up. So thank you so much for coming and participating with us. Because it's so much work, we really wanted to reschedule, even though it was after the fact. So thank you. I also want to thank all of the staff members that have helped me out so very much. So many staff members came and supervised during rehearsals. So many staff members helped with all of the lining up, and all of this organization takes so much extra behind scenes time, and that was not all me. I had so much help for that. So I'm so thankful for that. I'd really like to thank the accompanists that we had tonight, Mr. Olson, who accompanied, Mrs. Beyer, our grade 6 teacher, who accompanied many pieces, Miss Ju, our gym teacher, who helped with the choir, and our alumni, Miss Kara Torres, who accompanied the collegiate choir as well. And yes, let's give them lots of thanks. It's such a blessing to know that I have so many supportive staff members that are willing to take on that very difficult, very challenging role, and that's something I don't need to worry about at all, so I'm so thankful for that. I'd also really like to thank the other two brand new music teachers this year, Mrs. Kirsten Bryant, who conducted kindergarten to grade 2. Thank you so much for all of your hard work. And also for singing in the collegiate choir, I'm not sure if you noticed. And Mrs. Olson, who conducted grade 3 and 4 and is teaching them this year, and who also stepped in very last minute on the percussion because our percussionist was sick. We're so thankful for that. And she offered so much extra help with the collegiate choir this year. She took them on with me, and that was really a team effort. So I really can't extend my gratitude enough. So thank you so much. So now, without further ado, we're going to sing our finale piece, A Christmas Festival, while the band plays. There are about 8 different Christmas carols in this. We did this last year. I think it's better this year, so hopefully you agree. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Boy, this has been a very special night for us tonight. And it would not be any better way to warm a January evening but to have a concert like this. Boys and girls, students, we want to thank you very much for the hard work that you have put into this, from the youngest JKs right up to our grade 12 students. We commend you tonight and thank you for your ministry and for your effort that you put in. And we certainly extend and echo our thanks to all the staff members that have done just an excellent job tonight in putting all this together. We acknowledge the hours and hours of hard labor and work, and we thank God for that and give a word of thanks to all the people that have been very much involved. Let's give them another round of applause, please, tonight. When there's been a standing ovation for the Christmas concert. I'm not sure that's happened before. Maybe it has, but it certainly acknowledges how much you appreciate the work that has gone in tonight to do this. We certainly pay tribute to Mrs. Dispute for the hard work that she has done tonight. It is a good thing to give thanks and to show appreciation for the gifts and talents that God has given. And we certainly acknowledge that tonight and all the people who have taken part this evening. But of course, the praise that we give is the praise to the Lord, who is our great God and Savior. Without the Savior, without His work for us on the cross, without His life, we would be nothing. And we have hope tonight in Him. We have forgiveness of sins. We have a home in heaven. And all this we owe to our Lord and Savior. And it's to Him we give praise tonight. It's to Him we acknowledge that all that we are and all we hope to be is because of what our Lord Jesus means to us. And so we praise Him for that. It may be that you're here this evening and you've come as an invitation to, as a family friend. And we certainly encourage you to think deeply about the Savior and what He came to do, and that you would call upon Him and know Him as your own personal Savior. He is able to save, to forgive, to give us hope for eternity. These things are precious truths of what we thank the Lord for tonight. Now, just let me give you a few announcements before we close the meeting tonight in prayer. I want to please remind you again, the adults to remain seated when we dismiss until all the children make their way back to where they started, to their classroom. You'll be able to go over there and get them. And then please don't forget about the hot chocolate sales that are on in the front foyer of our school. Make sure you go over there and support that if at all you can. And also please remember, the roads have turned very slippery now. The temperature has dropped. And so even as you're making your way from here out across the parking lot to your car, use extra care. If you need to get a pickup, you can do it and wait until your driver comes up under the front of the church to make it a little bit better if you're not just quite as stable on your feet. And then, of course, when you get out on the roads, remember that tonight as well. Let's just close now our time in prayer. Father, we bow tonight with thankful hearts, overwhelmed with praise, thanking Thee, O God, for all of the children and young people here tonight. Thankful, Lord, for the work of grace that is evident in many of their hearts and lives. And we pray that each one of them will taste and see that the Lord is good. They will know Him as their own Lord and Savior. Dear Father, we pray that Thy blessing would continue to be on our school, all our staff members, everyone involved in
in making the school what it is. And, O Lord, we pray continually for your watch, care, and guidance over every detail. And so, Lord, part us now in your fear and with blessing. Help us to go on our way rejoicing and in safety, and take us to our homes. Lord, receive our thanks tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.